It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
I'm sure there's something in here we can talk about.
Guy shoots himself while running from bear.
Yeah, I know.
Bear Grylls?
Yeah, it was Bear Grylls. Drink my piss! No! I don't wanna! I don't wanna!
Yeah, you know what? That guy is badass, though, dude. You can't take anything away from Bear, even though some of that shit is so fake.
You know, I watched that Choose Your Own Adventure thing with Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah, on Netflix?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's very simple, though.
Yeah.
You notice that? Because you can tell that they have to record, like five episodes.
Well, that's
for one.
The hard part is that he does the whole Choose Your Adventure thing, and he's like, oh, so we could do this thing right here, or we could go over here and do this.
We could do this, or we could do this.
Oh, that was a bad choice, mate.
Now you're dead.
I'm going to have to call in rescue.
Now you're going to stand there and drink my piss. As I'm losing it. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I'm just going to leave that in because that's good.
We were talking about Bear Grylls.
We have Hunter, Johnny Greaser in here with his Return of the Sockeye. That's a beautiful fish. I love sockeye salmon.
It's also a beautiful t-shirt. Yes. Jocelyn got it for me on her Alaskan trek.
Your lovely fiance.
Yeah.
That's a really cool shirt.
I guess I never knew what a sockeye fish was.
It is made to look like a Star Wars movie.
Yep.
So
it's got Starship Troopers.
For people listening at home
you can't describe it. So there's a bunch of sockeye salmon swimming around.
And little stormtroopers riding them they're riding a horse. Yeah.
I was telling you in Red Dead Redemption 2, because what I really love about the game is you get to fish. Mm-hmm. And like now, so I beat the game, and so now it's just open world, so I'm just going around fishing everywhere.
Nice.
It's great.
You know, it's like on The Office, they had, I was just watching an episode, they had the Second Life. It was sort of like The Sims.
Yeah.
He was just doing Second Life, and Dwight was the... It was a paper salesman.
Yeah, but he still made himself assistant to the regional.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Even in his second life, his make-believe life, he is still assistant to the regional manager. I want to talk about this because you know what? All of us are around the same age. Johnny, you're what, 30?
30. I'll be 32 in a couple weeks.
32. Hunter, you're 30, turning 34 this year. I just turned 33. So we were all graduated 2004?
2006. They held me back a few times.
Geez, you dummy.
You big dummy. When did you graduate?
I graduated 2004.
Yeah, now, so you're a year older than me, right?
I was young.
Year and a half older.
I was young for my age.
I was kind of old. I was summer. I'm a summer kid, so it was like that.
Those tiny cans couldn't hold the crayon.
Yeah, no, I couldn't hold. Yeah, I got held back because I couldn't hold that big pencil that they had for first grade. I had to use two hands, and they were like, well, you need to use your one hand. It's like, well, this is the only way I can do it. Scissors, too, because I'm left-handed. Well, that didn't work out.
Those little tiny, like, scissor openings, too?
I ended up using the tiny scissors they use to cut your eyebrows.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, since we're all around the same age, I think we all remember a lot of the same things. So these are things that happened 20 years ago.
Oh. Ooh,
I'm going to blow your friggin' minds.
So I'd be 13 at this time.
20 years ago, SpongeBob SquarePants premiered.
Wow. See, I always thought I was too old for SpongeBob.
While Doug and the Nanny ended their runs.
Oh, wow.
The Nanny. You know who I've really grown to appreciate is Fran Drescher. Dude, she has aged like a fine wine.
She does not age. Her voice, though, is still annoying.
Is it weird that, and I think because I was a young man kind of at that developmental stage, like, I liked the way she, like, her hair and everything.
Oh,
same thing with, like, Elaine from Seinfeld. Like, there's certain times where I'm like, God, that's just a nice, I like that look.
Like the almost trashy look?
Almost, like just
classy,
like right
trashy.
There. Classy trashy.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
The Nanny, who is Franz Drescher, or whatever her name is.
Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Drescher.
Franz Drescher.
Yeah.
Or Peggy from Married with Children.
Ooh.
Peggy?
Yeah.
Peggy.
Yeah.
I bet you Peggy does butt stuff.
Jeez, dude.
No, I've always been a fan. I like redheads. And
we'll throw Elaine in there too.
Oh, Elaine, I'd still take
Elaine
Peggy.
Beginning of the show or Elaine towards the end, because
she ruined the character.
She started changing her hair up a little bit.
I tell you what, because early Elaine had that kind of
that big fro, ponytail.
But you know, there's another Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She ages well. Yeah.
God, she in Veep. Dude, she looks fantastic. Yeah. Whoa.
You know, I think I'd have to go with Peggy, too, just because I know that Al would not care.
Yes, exactly. He'd be like, good, I don't have to do it now.
Dude, Al, come on, dude, Peg. That actor has lucked out with some hot wives, married with children, and then now with Modern Family.
Think about all of the, Sofia Vergara, good God. But that's always the setup. King of Queens, it was a bigger guy, you know, and then a hot wife. Mm-hmm. Everybody Loves Raymond, which, by the way, the worst wife, I think, in TV history was.
Really?
Was
You think so? She was such a nag. True.
A nag.
You know? She was such a nag in that show.
She does a great job playing that character, though, because then she did that again on that show on ABC.
The Middle. Yeah, that's true.
She's got another show she's going to be doing on CBS.
Really? Yeah.
Coming this fall.
Everybody Loves Raymond. I enjoy that show, but I actually enjoy Ray Romano more now. Some of the stuff he's done. He was in that Get Shorty reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. He's so good. You look at him, it's like, how is that Ray Romano? It's just crazy.
He also has a Netflix stand-up special.
And he does
where
two
he goes
shows.
To those places that he used to go to when he was younger.
It's so good.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I never was really a fan of Ray Romano.
You know who does a really good Ray Romano? Pete Holmes. You ever get a chance?
Oh, yeah.
Look up Pete Holmes. It's fucking hilarious. I love it, man. All right, here's another thing that turns 20. Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. Disney's Tarzan, American Pie, The Sixth Sense, and The Blair Witch Project.
Wow.
20 years old.
American Pie, big one. Man, that sticks out.
Yep.
Another one too. I know you don't like scary movies.
I actually never saw The Blair Witch Project.
Damn, Blair Witch the first time, dude. I thought about it for like a week.
Is that Christina Aguilera music video on that list?
It might be.
Genie in a Bottle. I realized this the other day.
Right there. Yeah.
Yep. Genie in a Bottle, 20 years old.
Wow, dude, she was tight back then, too.
Dude, that's when music was kick-ass, too. I mean, like, I would say
Nirvana, Genie in the Bottle.
Rap music.
great album.
But it is. It's what we grew up with, though.
Like What a Girl Wants, Genie in a Bottle, great songs.
What a Girl Wants.
That was the peak of TRL.
It really was.
We could get my roller skates.
Well, and see, that's number 9. I Want It That Way was the biggest hit on MTV's TRL. But it faced stiff competition from NSYNC's I Drive Myself Crazy. I'm not familiar with I Drive Myself Crazy.
I know Drive Me Crazy from Britney Spears.
Drive Me Crazy. Oh, I was thinking Fine Young Cannibals.
Oh, that one too. Yeah, they liked driving a lot for some reason in the 90s.
All right, jump back here. Will Smith performed Wild Wild West at the VMAs.
We did a talent show to that.
Wild West.
Jim West.
Let me roll to the Wild West.
I think, honestly, Will Smith looks back on that movie as one of the worst decisions that he ever made. Because I think he decided not to do...
It was like a big production
a
movie,
big
too.
Movie. Like, there was another movie offer on the table, and he decided to do Wild Wild West instead.
Wow.
And it ended up being something big. I'll have to look it up.
I know you're right on that.
I remember three things from that movie. Three really big things from that movie. The crazy contraption the guy wore...
On his neck.
That thing was chasing him to cut his head off. I remember the gross old guy tipping his ear thing down.
I was just going to mention that.
And I remember when...
It's gross.
Yeah, it's so gross. And when What's-Her-Face falls through the roof and her big old boobie... Dude, I beat the shit out of my... just got it. I remember that. What's her name? Selma Hayek. Yeah, dude, she's got that boosty and she falls down. Boy. I'm like, yep, okay, rewind.
Rewind.
all right. Also, 20 years ago, Napster launched.
What?
20 years ago, Napster launched. 20 years ago.
Is this still going?
Metallica has been angry ever since.
And my home computer at my folks' house has been riddled with viruses ever since. Yep. George W. Bush announced he was running for president. That was 20 years ago. He got elected then in what, 2000?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife and his sister died in a plane crash.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that about that. Little John. Yeah. That was a big news story.
It was.
It was huge.
See, for us, I don't think we really understood because, like, our folks
too young.
Were alive for the actual Kennedy assassination.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so for us, but he was. I was watching like this kind of. It was a made for TV movie, but it was still pretty well done.
Uh-huh.
And it was talking like he was a celebrity, dude.
Oh yeah, very
like this,
well known.
This young, good-looking guy who he used to ride like a bicycle in town, like in New York City and everything like that. So it was a big deal.
How'd they die again?
A plane crash.
Plane crash. Yeah, it was
God, that
crazy.
The,
yeah,
the Camelot curse or whatever. Kennedys have had a rough go. This one's gonna blow your mind. Debuting on ABC 20 years ago. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No kidding.
Who wants to be?
A millionaire!
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis Philbin. I still think I could do all right on that show nowadays. Yeah. It's still going.
They just canceled it.
Oh, did they?
They just canceled
the host
it.
Of The Bachelor, whatever.
Yeah.
He was hosting it. Damn, man.
They just canceled it, so apparently no one else wants to be a millionaire.
No, it's like daytime TV. Like, and I don't even... I'm surprised that it's still on. But yeah, 20 years. Yeah. That's crazy. All right, and the last one, because we jumped ahead a little bit before. Lit, My Own Worst Enemy, and Red Hot Chili Peppers' Scar Tissue dominated alternative rock radio.
Wow,
20 years ago.
My Own Worst Enemy. Songs.
Yep.
It's a great song.
One of my favorite songs to do at karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard you do that one.
Yeah.
We got to party with Lit on their tour bus one day.
Were they lit?
They weren't. They were, but very cool guys. Kiki, though, Kiki was so, like, starstruck because she loved.
Yeah.
She loved Lit. Yeah, in high school, I mean, that was that age, you know. Was it Put It In My Pocket? Like, that song, Put It In My Pocket.
Did she, like, instantly, did her wardrobe change to, like, a choker and JNCO jeans?
I think she wore it to the show because they were performing.
Yes.
And I got some meet and greets with we did a meet and greet with Puddle of Mud, POD, and Lit. And then the Lit guy's like, all right, come on the bus, let's have some drinks. But Kiki was fangirling out, and she was just asking ridiculous questions. And
Of course.
She's like, and we left. She's like, did I embarrass myself? I said a little.
A little bit.
Just a little bit, but you're fine. I think she asked him, did any of you guys sleep with Pamela Anderson? Because she was on the show. She was in the music video.
So
she's like, so did anybody say? And they're like, no.
No.
No. But yeah, she
fangirled. Let her on the bus.
She fangirled out pretty good. But no, it's always, she gets on the bus and I just follow on. That's usually how it works.
Usually.
Now, by the way.
When you left, did she stay on the bus?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Yeah.
And she came out and her jaw was sore. I don't know why.
It's weird.
She's wearing different clothes.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you have lipstick on before?
Your jeans are inside out.
They're JNCOs.
And they're JNCOs. Do they just have extra JNCOs? That's what they give. They have a basket that they give to all the groupies. It's got JNCOs and a choker necklace.
A nice gift basket.
And some lip smackers.
You know, what are those metal ball necklaces that look like what you have a keychain, but it was like the bigger ones? Or the puka shell?
Oh, puka shell was real big. I think I might have had a puka shell.
You look like
spring
a
break.
I think that picture right there that you got in the studio.
I actually took it off before.
You photoshopped it off?
Photoshopped it off. Yeah, that's...
Brock, tell Johnny what you call black chokers when girls wear them.
Oh, that's a black belt and suck a dick. You see a girl wearing that, you're like, oh, she's got that black belt for sucking dick. It was always time. That girl that was smacking gum. She had a high ponytail and just...
The black choker.
Ready to go. And then you just watch it kind of bulge out. I never got that deep. I never got that
deep. Jesus, man.
I know, right?
Yeah, okay.
Well, so you always felt bad if it wasn't like the stretchy kind, if it was like a tie kind. Then you had that.
Oh, God. Cutting off air. You're making Johnny blush.
That did not happen. In your dreams when you were dreaming about Fran Drescher.
You're the Bruce Lee a sucking dick.
Circling back to the... the list of top 10 things happened 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The movie that Will Smith turned down.
Oh, did you find it?
Was The Matrix.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
He was supposed to play Neo.
Dude.
Yeah.
Would it change his... But, you know, you always wonder with movies that other celebrities, big celebrities turned down, would they have become huge franchises? And, like Die Hard was supposed to have Richard Gere... as John McClane.
Really?
That would not have been as big of a franchise as it is now.
And also, too, think about it. Will Smith is obviously a great actor, but he's still very Will Smith-ish, mm-hmm. and I don't know if people would be able to kind of separate.
Right. I'm pretty sure they when they decided to go with Keanu Reeves, they wanted a black guy in the movie. So that's when they got Morpheus.
So that's the thing, is when I watch like the John Wick movies now, yeah. Lawrence Fishburne's also in that. So I'm like, is this like Matrix 5?
I think Morpheus originally was supposed to be a woman.
I think so. I think
that's
right.
What it was. Mm.
Speaking of women, the brothers that made that movie, they both transitioned.
They're
sisters.
What?
Yep.
Really?
They both transitioned.
I know that Keanu Reeves is stunt guy.
WACH
Wiskoski's. Yep.
Keanu Reeves is stunt guy during the Matrix, makes the John Wick movies.
I'm sorry, what's that?
So it's kind of cool that, like, you know, he learned martial arts back with the Matrix.
Oh, okay.
So Keanu Reeves is not stunt guy. I'm sorry, his trainer.
Yeah.
Is the guy who makes the John Wick movies.
Oh, really?
So he kind of takes the martial arts from...
Oh, nice.
Because you can kind of... There's a little similarity there.
You know? Yeah, so Lana Wachowski was born Lawrence, and Lily was born Andrew.
Wow.
And they're not... And
pull up a picture.
One was born in 65, and one was born in 67.
So they do it after The Matrix?
Yeah, it was after the Matrix. It's actually fairly recent that they both transitioned.
Click on images.
But yeah, yep. So there they are.
There you go.
Yep. But isn't that kind of crazy? They both transitioned.
Right. Yeah.
And I would maybe if they were twins and they were kind of like similar, but being 2 years apart, that's I remember just learning about that and I was like, wow, that's really interesting.
Learn something new every day.
But yeah, and they're both still directing. They're just now the sisters instead of the brothers. So there you go.
So they had to change the sign on all their
it's like,
movies.
Man, God, we got the wrong logo now.
Come on, we should have just been the Wachowskis.
We just had to have brothers, didn't we? Anyway, so there you go. So 20 years ago, time flies, man.
Yeah.
Time friggin' flies. Yeah, we were young men.
We were worried about the Y2K scare.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Y2. Yeah, 1999. Yeah. Make sure you turn off your computers.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still a little nervous about it.
Y2K.
It's just a slow progress. But actually,
the 2020 is going to be the one, man.
Didn't Family Guy debut in 1999?
I believe so.
And then it got canceled.
It was one season or two seasons, and then it got canceled.
Was that
for
when
about
Brian,
2 or 3 years?
Was that when Brian was standing on four legs?
I believe so.
It might have been. You know, yeah, January 31st, 1999 was the first episode.
Wow.
Yep.
Last day. Or no, wait.
And,
no,
then, and then they got canceled for like... Two years. I don't think they came back till like 2001 or 2002.
Does it bother anybody else that so many people in the Quahog area are totally fine with banging a dog?
Right.
Brian's just out there banging human females, and it's just it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Weird. I never thought of that.
Yeah, just all these girls getting that little red rocket.
I think honestly though, they must be okay with that because they're also okay with a talking dog. That walks on 2 feet and drives a Prius.
That's true. Good point. At least he's environmental conscious.
Yeah, at that point, they're just like, yeah, whatever.
That's whatever. He cares about the environment. I'll throw him a bone.
Absolutely.
Or let him
He'll
throw
his bone. Her a bone.
There
yeah.
we go.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Giggity. All right, good enough. I think that was a fun one. That was good.
That's great. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Black belt, suck a dick.
Damn, dude.
He's gonna kiss.
That's all I can think about now. When I see somebody having one on, I'm
that's
just
right.
like,
You see me going, suck a dick.
You just come around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're at the grocery store buying cereal. You're just right behind the box.
Here's the damnedest thing is you actually have to get it from a sensei. So there's another female
who's the sensei?
Bows down to the other girl and gives her choker.
Who's the sensei?
I don't know. Who would be the sensei of? Mm-hmm. Who's that famous porn star in the 70s? Linda Lovelace? Yeah.
Yeah, the one that was in Deep Throat.
In Deep Throat. Linda Lovelace gives them their choker. Use it wisely.
You will forever never choke again.
You are a black belt. All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget to explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. Also, make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your
phone. How many ladies are taking their chokers off right now?
God. It's like 20 minutes long, a lot longer than
I know.
Any time you've ever had sex.
I said, oh, dude, that's like...
That's like 19 minutes longer.
19 minutes and 30 seconds longer. All right, we'll see you guys next time.